الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers, there are many blessings in reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reports to have said, The one who sends salat upon me, the angels pray for his forgiveness until he continues sending. Now it is up to that person whether he recites a lot or he recites a little. Sallu ala al-Habib. My dear Islam brothers, in this country in particular, and probably anywhere, there's a lot of times where we are waiting for things to happen. We're at the doctors, we're waiting to be seen. We're at the dentist, waiting to be seen. We've got a shop, we're waiting for our next customer. We've got a taxi, we're waiting for the next job. And we're waiting, waiting, waiting. And this waiting time should never be wasted time. And the best way to utilize that time is to utilize it in sending Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who knows that one extra Durood-e Paak that you send today might make all the difference on the Day of Judgment. So please make a habit of reciting Durood-e Paak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis. My dear Islam brothers, it is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal that Namaz Salah is a farz upon us. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded the Muslim men to offer the Namaz with Jamaat. It is a command upon the Muslim men to offer the Namaz with Jamaat at fixed timings. On the contrary, this has given us many, many warnings for those people who miss the Jamaat as well. So today, inshallah, we're going to quickly talk about the benefits of Jamaat, and we're also going to give you those warnings against missing Jamaat. It is stated on page 273 of Al-Yunah Hakayat, which is a book consisting of two volumes published by Maktabat al-Madinah. It is said in this book that Sayyidina Ubaidullah bin Umar Kawariri Ramutullahi ta'ala stated that I've always offered my Isha Salat with Jamaat. But unfortunately, once I missed Jamaat of Isha. It happened because a guest had come to my house and I was busy with the guest. Main mehman ke saath tha, and because of that, I missed the Jamaat. And so when the guest departed, I went to the masjid, I ran to the masjid and realized that I missed Jamaat. And I started to think to myself, okay, I've missed the Jamaat now, what do I do? Now before I carry on with this story, I want us all to ask a question to ourselves. That if you got to the masjid and you'd missed the Jamaat, what would you do? Would you be worried about it? Would you be upset about it? Would you have any concerns about it at all? Or would you think, okay, Tige, I got here a little bit late. Go inside the masjid, read your namaz on your own and then come home. Well, unfortunately, many of us would never even go to the masjid in the first place. But even if we'd gone to the masjid and we'd missed the Jamaat, we wouldn't be really affected by it. But this particular person, he started to think, what should I do? What should I do to compensate this loss? And then he remembered the saying of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He remembered that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the Jamaat is 21 times superior than reading namaz on your own. In another hadith, it's 25 times. In another hadith, it's 27 times more reward if you read with Jamaat than reading on your own. So he thought to himself, Tige, what I'll do is, I'll offer the Isha Salat 27 times. I'll offer the Isha Salat 27 times. That's the only way I can compensate for it. So he offered the Isha Salat 27 times, thinking to himself that, you know, I've done enough now. And then he went to sleep. When he went to sleep, he saw himself in a dream. He said, I saw myself with some horse riders. And the horse riders were all going somewhere. And in the meantime, one of the horse riders said to me, you cannot come with us. You cannot get on your horse and come with us. And he said, why can I not come with you? Where are you going? Why can I not come with you? And he said, you cannot come with us because you did not offer your Isha Salat with Jamaat. Allahu Akbar. Is waqia se ye malum hua that even if you offer your Salat 27 times, if you miss your Salah with Jamaat and you offer it 27 times, you'll still not get the same reward as offering it with Jamaat. So this is the importance of reading our namaz with Jamaat. Allah Azza wa Jal says, and I'll read you, give the translation from Kanzul Iman. O people who believe, may not your wealth or your children cause you to neglect the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And whoever does this, so they are in loss. Whoever does this is in loss. And then many commentators that have done tafsir of this particular ayah, they've said that the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, refers to the five daily prayers. Therefore, if we neglect the five daily prayers, whoever does this, they are the ones that are in loss. In another place, in ayah 42 and 43 of Surah Al-Mudassir, part 29 of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal states, and I'll give you the translation from Kanzul Iman, what took you into the hellfire, they said. And they replied, we never used to offer our namaz. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the first deed for which a person will be held account on the day of judgment is his namaz. If his namaz is correct, if his salah is correct, he will attain salvation and success. But if there is a defect, then he will be disgraced and he will be destroyed. My dear Islam brothers, the method of offering salah, the virtues of offering salah, and the ones for missing salah, I've been mentioning many hadiths. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla has made the five daily prayer obligatory for us. My dear Islam brothers, whenever the Holy Quran and blessed hadiths, we have been commanded to offer salah, it means we have to offer salah with the wajib acts. And wajib, doing jamaat, is wajib. In Surah Baqarah, verse 43, in part 1, the translation from Kanzul Iman, and keep the obligatory prayer established and pay the charity and bow your heads with those who bow in prayer. It is mentioned in Tafsir that the above mentioned ayat has motivated people to offer salah with jamaat. In other words, offer salah with jamaat with those who offer salah. Ye jamaat ke fazilatein hain. And in another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, on the day when the shin will be exposed and they will be called to prostrate themselves, they will be unable to do this. With lowered eyes, disgrace overcoming them, and indeed they used to be called to prostrate themselves whilst they were healthy. That day will come, and you will remember that day when you were told to come to the masjid and remember your jamaat, and you didn't do it. Now we are able to do it, we are healthy, we are strong. What are our excuses now? You know, we are told that 27 times more reward, and yet we still don't do it. You know, if I offer you a job, and I say, look, work at your house, and you make, you know, ghar se kaam karlo, work from home and it's £10 an hour. You can think that's okay, £10 an hour working from home. But if I say, look, come to my house and you get £270 an hour, who's going to turn that offer down? Now if I say to you, look, my house, it's not around the corner, it's not across the road, it's the other side of Oldham. No problem, brother, I'll travel. Yeah, but it's not in Oldham, it's in Rochdale. No problem, I'll come all the way to Rochdale. No, no, it's in Bury, it's in Manchester, it's further. No, no problem, £270 an hour, I will come. But when it comes to the masjid, oh, it's too far. Oh, it's raining. Aye, my hip. I'm not feeling too good today. I'll leave it at home. We make all these excuses. But when it comes to this, the money will run. No matter how far it is, we can run. We have no problem in running for money, but we don't run for virtues. Commenting on the above, on the mentioned ayah, Sayyidina Ibrahim Taimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said that will be the judgment day. On that day, they will be covered by the disgrace of regret. Because when they were called towards sajda in the world, despite being healthy, they did not come to offer salah. Sayyidina Kabir al-Abar, rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated by Allah Azza wa Jalla, this blessed ayah has been revealed for those who miss the salah with jamaat. And what will be a more terrible warning for this, for those who miss the jamaat without any reason. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, my dear Islam, was missing reading the namaz with a masjid. We should not have any excuses for this. It's not hard for us to read our namaz with jamaat at the masjid. But again, we just make excuses. We find reasons, excuses. I'm tired, I'm this, I'm that. But again, when it comes to money, we have no problems. Let's listen to hadiths, the sayings of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the blessings of jamaat. Sayyidina Abu Umama rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that if the one who misses salah with jamaat knew what is for him And if he knew what he would lose by missing the Jamaat, he would drag himself to the Jamaat. You drag yourself to the masjid. And nowadays, a little bit of pain, a bit of stiffness, a bit of cold, coughing a little bit, sniffling a little bit, and we don't go to the masjid. We make all sorts of excuses. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you realize the loss that you were going to incur, you would drag yourself to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever performs wuzu properly, he walks for the obligatory salah, and he offers obligatory salah led by the imam, his sins will be forgiven. His sins will be forgiven. But again, we hear these things. We hear that, you know, if you do this, your sins will be forgiven. You do this, your sins will be forgiven. But it doesn't affect us. And if I was to say to you, look, come to the masjid. Come to the masjid and whatever debt you have got, whatever money you owe to people, I'll write you a check. And if you've got £5 debt, £500 debt, £5,000 debt, £50,000 debt, £200,000, come to the masjid, I'll write you a check. You'll all come. You'll all run to the masjid, and there'll be a line from here all the way to Manchester of all those people that are coming to the masjid. Oh, this brother's going to write a check. But you know what? My check might bounce. You might not get the money, but you still come in the hope. In the hope that that check will go through and that my debt will be filled. But when it comes to your sins forgiven, we haven't got the time. We haven't got the time to go. Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us all these opportunities to have our sins forgiven, but we're too busy. We haven't got the time to go to the masjid to get our sins forgiven. We haven't got the time to raise our hands and say, Ya Allah, forgive us for all the sins that we committed. But when it comes to making money, oh yeah, plenty of time. No problem, I'll come. I'll be the first. Allahu Akbar. The next hadith, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah loves the one who offers salah with jama'at. Do we not want to get the love of Allah Azza wa Jal? Do we not want to get the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? You know, someone said, he asked the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when will we become a mu'min? When will we become a mu'min? When will we truly believe? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this will be when you love Allah Azza wa Jal. And then they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when will we love Allah? How do we know? And he said, you will love Allah when you love the Prophet. When you love the Prophet, then you can say you love Allah. When you love Allah, then you can say you are a mu'min. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will I know? How will I know if I love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And we all make this claim. Hum ashiq rasul hai. Bare nare lagate, we say all these things. But when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, how do we know? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how do we know if we are a true lover? And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that will be when you follow his commands. Follow his sunnah. Love the people who love him and hate the people who hate him. We claim to be Ashiq Rasul. We claim to be lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can't read our namaz. We cannot follow the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we can make big nare and say, yes, Ashiq Rasul, maut bi kabool. But namaz, I ain't got time for that. I'm too busy. We want things from Allah Azza wa Jal. We want Allah Azza wa Jal to give us this. We want Allah Azza wa Jal to give us that. We want this to happen. We want that to happen. But namaz, I ain't got time for that. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, read your namaz. Read your namaz and then raise your hands. Then beg from Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, this is what I need. These are my needs. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that Allah Azza wa Jal himself will feel shy and he will fulfill your need before you return home. Allahu Akbar. And we're also told that when a person comes for Jamaat, he will continue to get reward for his salah even whilst he's waiting for his Jamaat. So to get to the masjid on time, to get there before Jamaat, there is great blessings in that as well. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has narrated that in the sight of the pious predecessors of the past, salah was so important to them that if anybody missed the first takbir, they would be upset for 3 days. If they missed the first takbir, they would be upset for 3 days. They would grieve for 3 days. Allahu Akbar. And if someone missed the Jamaat, Allah, they would grieve for 7 days. Pura hafta dukhi rahenge agar Jamaat miss hua to. Are we bothered? Are we bothered if we're a bit late for namaz? Are we bothered if we miss our Jamaat? Does it concern us at all? These are things that we need to ask ourselves. We need to ask us why. Why are we not bothered? Why are we not concerned? Do we not believe what the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us? Do we not believe what Allah azza wa jalla has told us? Yes, we do believe. But for some reason, it doesn't affect us. It doesn't affect us. It doesn't change our heart. And because of this, we are where we are today. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he said, O son, masjid should be your home. Masjid should be your home. Undoubtedly, I have heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, masjid are the homes of the pious people. And the one whose home is the masjid, Allah azza wa jal becomes a guarantor for his forgiveness, mercy, and crossing the sirat bridge safely that leads to paradise. Lekin kya, is the masjid our home? The masjid is the house of Allah azza wa jal. You are a guest in the house of Allah azza wa jal. Have you ever noticed that sometimes there's certain people that you don't want them to come to your house? Aise log hai, jo aap chahte nahi ki aapke ghar aaye. You don't want them to come to your house. Yeah? And you don't invite them. You never invite them to your house. Then there's other people that come to your house, that when they come to your house, they come. Now, not only do they not want to stay, but you don't really want them to stay as well. Yeah? For example, you might get children and the parents might force them to go to a relative's house, go to the house. So they'll go there and they say, Salaam, yeah, okay, I'm going now, I'm going to go and play football. And they make excuses to leave. Or some people will come to your house and you don't want them to stay. You want them to leave. They come to see me, but I don't really want to stay long. Yeah? And then there's a third type of person, that when they come to your house, you don't want them to leave. Chai aur pila. Have something more to eat. Stay a little bit longer. What's the rush? Stay a little bit longer. My dear Islamic brothers, what kind of guest are we in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? When we go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, one, are we invited? Do we actually go? Do we actually go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal? And when we go, are we in a rush to leave? Quickly read our namaz. Forget the dua, forget everything. I'm going. Or do we feel comfort? Do we feel school there? Because you can only stay in the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla if Allah gives you the tawfiq to stay there. If Allah has blessed you to stay there, what kind of guest are we? Are we that guest that never goes? Or are we that guest that when we go there we want to get out as quick as possible? Or are we that guest that when we go to the house of Allah Azza wa Jalla we feel peace there and we want to stay there? Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers, we need to understand the significance of Salah with Jamaat. And if we get to know how profitable it is, in the example that I give you 27 times more, then it'll start to click in our minds. As Muslims, we need to change. You know, we might dress like Muslims. We might have a beard like Muslims. We might have a hat like Muslims. We might eat like Muslims. But do we think like Muslims? And a Muslim should be striving after paradise. He should be striving after the hereafter, rather than striving after the dunya. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to explain the dunya and the akhirat, he said, if you were to put your finger in the ocean, put your finger in the ocean and take your finger out, the water that is on the finger is the dunya. The water that is in the ocean, that's the akhirat. Allahu Akbar. Lekin hum iske peeche bhage. We're running after this. We're running after this water that's on the finger. We're running after this water that's in the finger, we're not running after the water that's in the ocean. And if someone was to run after the water that is on the finger and leave the water in the ocean, what would you say about such a person? But unfortunately, that's what's happened to us. Sayyidina Abu Zubair, radiallahu ta'ala, has narrated, he said that he heard from Sayyidina Jabir, radiallahu ta'ala, that our homes were far away from the masjid. We therefore decided to sell our homes so that we could get near the masjid. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade us. He said, you will gain reward for every step that you take. Allahu Akbar. The companions, they had this great passion. You know, they had this great passion that they want to read namaz with jamaat. They want to read, so they want to be close to the masjid. They want to live near the masjid. And in this country, they used to happen like that. Like this, a lot of the Muslims, we used to buy our houses close to the masjid. Because this is where the community was, this is where the masjid was, and we all want to live there. But slowly, slowly, as we got more and more engrossed in the dunya, we got more and more wealth, we didn't want to live close to the masjid. We want to live in big houses, in big estates, far away from the masjid. We want to be far away from the community. And then we don't read our namaz with jamaat. Then we miss the blessings of reading namaz with jamaat. But the companions of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they wanted to be close to the masjid. And when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, don't sell your house. Don't move close to the masjid. He didn't say it in fear that they will not come to the masjid. He said it knowing that they would still come to the masjid. But he said to them, for every step that you take, you will get the reward. Because he didn't have the fear. He didn't have the fear that because they are far away, they won't come to the masjid. No, they will still come to the masjid. And so the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to them, look, you will get more reward. For every step you take, you'll get the reward of coming to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. When the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found some people absent in salah, he stated, I want to order someone to leave the salah, then I can go towards the people who missed the salah and burn the houses for them. This is the significance of missing our salah. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said that the one who likes to meet Allah Azza wa Jal in the state of being a Muslim tomorrow should regularly offer these five salats with jamaat at the place where the azan is called, because Allah Azza wa Jal has made it sunnat-e-muqadda as mashru for your Nabi, and these salats are also from sunnah-e-huda. If you want to safeguard your iman, if you want to protect your iman, which is the most valuable gift that we have got, you know, I came here from a different town. My car parked on the side street here. When I got out of the car, I locked my car. When you left your homes, you locked the doors. When you left your cars, you locked your cars. Your wealth, you lock it. Yes? And who steals your wealth? A human being. Who steals your iman? What locks have you put on to secure your iman? What have you done to secure your iman? And remember, the stealer of wealth is man. But the stealer of iman is shaitan. And shaitan is more cunning than any human being. You know, in this country, to get an insurance policy on your house, you need 5 lever locks. Unless you've got 5 lever locks, you won't get insurance. Well, Islam gives you 5 lever locks for your iman. These 5 daily prayers are your 5 lever locks. Then the insurance company say, look, if you want a better insurance quote, get 7 lever locks, get 9 lever locks to secure your wealth. Islam says, tahajjud, jash, ishraq, awabin, read all these namaz, more locks on your iman. Because what do we do? It's like walking down the street with 20 pound notes in your hand, and your hand's open, the wind blows, and the money's gone. Isn't that what we're doing with our iman? Are we not doing anything to lock our iman? Allahu Akbar. We are told that the person who offers salah with jamaat ullah regular will have a good end, whereas the one who misses Jamaat-e-Ullah, the masjid, without any sharia reason, is in danger of dying in the state of kufr. My dear Islam brothers, we need to protect our iman. You protect your money, you protect your wealth, you protect your car, you protect all these things. What about protecting your iman? The people who do not offer salah with complete jamaat out of laziness, without any reason, should pay attention. As Allah Hazrat Imam al-Sunnah, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, if someone keeps waiting for iqamah to enter the masjid after hearing the azan, he will be a sinner. Meaning coming to the masjid late. Unfortunately, we don't even come to the masjid. And we are told that coming to the masjid late is a sin. We don't even bother coming. But on the same page in Fatawa Razi, he said that the person who waits for iqamah at his home after hearing the azan, his testimony will not be accepted. Nowadays, we can't hear the azan. But Allah Hazrat is saying that if a person hears the azan and he stays in his house, he waits for the iqamat, he waits to hear the iqamat and then he runs from his house to meet the jamaat, then his testimony will not be accepted. My dear Islam brothers, how important was jamaat in the sight of our pious predecessors? You've heard how concerned they were, how worried they were. Allahu Akbar. We need to make a habit, my dear Islam brothers. Make a habit of offering salah in jamaat. We need to make sure that we start going to the masjid on a regular basis. Make the masjid our home. Make the masjid the center of the community. Unfortunately, what happens, we go there on Eid, we go there on Jummah, and maybe we go there for one of the odd namaz. We should be regular there. So that when we pass away, then people in the masjid can testify, yes, such and such person, he was in Jamaat on a daily basis. Such and such person, he used to come to the Jamaat. With the blessings of congregation, community helps maintain discipline. By going to the masjid, it brings unity amongst ourselves as well. The love amongst Muslims is created. And we see each other, we meet each other, we love each other, we get closer to each other, we discuss each other's problems with each other, and we resolve these problems with each other. But if I never see you, how do I know what's the problem? I see you once a year on Eid. I see you once a week on Jummah. Oh, you're looking good. I haven't seen you for a while. Balchete again. Acha. Because I've not seen the person for such a long time. Yeah. But if we saw people on a regular basis, get that love between the brothers, not only the love between the brothers, by going in Jamaat, it teaches you one of the important things in Islam, and that is punctuality. You have to be disciplined. Reading Namaz with Jamaat is about discipline. Allahu Akbar. We are told that acceptance of a person's salah gets everyone's salah accepted. That if you go to the masjid, and if one person's namaz is accepted that is there, then everybody's namaz is accepted. Have we ever worried about this? Have we ever been worried about whether our namaz is accepted? Have we ever worried about whether our hajj is accepted? Whether our fasting is accepted? Are we ever worried about what sins we have committed? Hame yaad hai ki 2006 mein hum hajj par gaye the. We remember that we went on Hajj in 2006. We went on Umrah in 2008. We stayed in Itikaf in 2010. We did this, we did this, we did this. But we don't remember the sins that we committed today. We forget about them. And how do you know whether your Hajj in 2006 was accepted? How do you know whether your Umrah was accepted? How do you know whether your Itikaf was accepted? How do you know whether any of your Salah is accepted? Nobody's worried. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brothers, we need to make a habit of trying to go and read our namaz with Jamaat. It is wajib upon us. It is wajib upon Muslim men to read the namaz with Jamaat. And if everybody read the namaz with Jamaat, then the masjids would be a different place. I remember many years ago, I was traveling through Birmingham, and it was on a Saturday afternoon at about 5 o'clock. Yeah, about 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon, 5:30. It was about 5:30. And the roads were packed. The roads were packed, and the brother that was driving the car, he said, "Brother, we should not come this way." I said, "Why not?" He said, "We should go another way because the football's just finished, and these roads are going to be busy." The football match, there was a football match in the city, and because the football match had just finished, the roads were busy. And a Muslim brother in the car said, "Gosh, I pray for that day when non-Muslims say, 'No, no, don't go in this street, don't go near here. The Muslims are praying now, it's going to be so busy. Don't go at Fajr time, it's going to be so busy these streets. Don't go at Zohar time, it's going to be so busy these streets. Don't go on this road at Asr, it's going to be busy. Don't go on this road at Maghrib, it's going to be busy. Don't go in that area on Isha, it's going to be busy. There's going to be parking issues on Eid, there's going to be parking issues on Friday prayers. Why is there not parking issues on Fajr? Why is there not parking issues on Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha?" Because we're not there. My dear Islam brothers, connect yourselves with the masjid. Connect yourselves with the masjid. And if you really want to attain salvation, which all of us want, we all want to attain paradise, we all want to attain the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the best way is reading our namaz with Jamaat. I'll leave you with that hadith again one more time. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the dunya is the water on the finger and the akhirat is water in the ocean. Run after the water in the ocean. Run after the akhirat. Run after the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, you'll see a change. My dear Islam brothers, Dawah Islam is here to help you. It is here to help you to secure them locks on your iman. It is here to help you to create them locks to protect your iman. I'm not saying don't buy your houses, don't spend your wealth, don't do all these things, don't secure your wealth. But I'm here to say to you today, secure your iman. And Dawah Islam is here to help you. It will empower you. It will give you the knowledge that you need to be able to strengthen your iman. It will give you the knowledge that you need to be able to strengthen your iman and protect your iman. By traveling on a Madni Qafla, my dear Islam, you will learn properly how to read your namaz. You will learn how to do your wuzu again. You'll learn how to use your ghusl again. Now you may say, "Well, I know. Mujhe to pata hai. Main jab chota tha, itna sa, toh maine namaz padhna seekh liya. I learned how to read my namaz when I was 10. I learned how to do my wuzu when I was 8. I learned how to do all these things." Yes, you did. But you know when you bought a £60,000 car, a brand new car, do you not get it serviced every 6 months? Do you not get it serviced on 10,000 miles, 20,000 miles, 30? Why do you service your car? You spent £60,000 on the car. Why do you service it? Why? To make sure that the car is still okay. So you make sure your car is still okay, but you don't make sure your namaz is still okay. You make sure your car can run properly, We don't make sure your wuzu is correct. You make sure that it's got its full service history on your car. We don't check whether you can read the namaz properly, perform ghusl properly, read your namaz properly. Again, importance, priorities in our life. My dear Islam brothers, Dawat Islam is here to help you, to assist you, to give you this knowledge, to give you this power where you can protect your iman. I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, if I've said anything wrong, may Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive me. And I pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah give me the tawfiq and ability to think about what I have said. You also this ability to think about what I have said and to pass this message on to others as well. Wherever you are in the country, wherever you are in the world, Dawat Islam has weekly shmaz on a Thursday night. Please attend them and take the blessings. Ameen bi jahin nabi. Ameen.
Mubarak for you, Usman.